So the snippet series is generally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Reuven Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We are making our way through Tachanun line by line, spoken at length about the introduction, the significance, the different postures. We say Tachanun, standing, sitting, leaning, all of it reflecting our surrender, our submission to Hashem, our sense of dependence on Him. And the Tachanun, David HaMelech's desperate pleas to Hashem to intervene, to help, to rescue him, unclear from what? And a machlokas, the mafarshim antilim, on Kapitel Vav, which is a tachanun, is it a physical ailment? Is it being pursued by enemies? Is it galus or all the above? So we're up to the pasuk, Shuva Hashem chaltza nafshi, hoshieni l'man chazdecha. David HaMelech has beseeched Hashem, don't take out your anger through tochacha and your wrath through yisurin, but rather show me favor and heal me. How long, Ad Masai, we left off, Ata Hashem, Ad Masai, you are the great healer, you have the capacity. How long will you wait and watch? You told me you'd be here already, I'm lying in the hospital, you're supposed to be on rounds, I'm waiting for the doc. Ad Masai, when will you come and give me relief? And then, Shuva Hashem, Chaltza Nafshi. So just translate those words. Shuva Hashem. Shuva Hashem means, come back. Interestingly, the art scroll translates Shuva Hashem as desist Hashem. Chaltza nafshi. Chaltza nafshi means, okay, something soul. People mumbled and then said soul. Chaltza nafshi, something soul. Again, the art scroll translates as, desist Hashem, rescue my soul. No, stop visiting challenges and suffering and hardship on me and rescue my soul. Hoshieni, and why should you save me? Leman chazdecha. Save me as befits your kindness. Lama'an, lama'an, as befits your kindness. So frankly, I'm not sure the art scroll helps me much. I don't know what that means. Desist Hashem, rescue my soul. Save me as befits your kindness. And yet as we constantly and regularly now for many years have been mentioning, we say these words every day, we might as well know what they mean. So Rashi says, Shuva Hashem doesn't mean you should come back, but Shuva Hashem means you should restore, return, mecharoncha, from your anger. If this entire tachanun is Hashem al bi'apcha sechicheni, al bi'chamascha si'asreini, so you got angry? I did something David HaMelech acknowledges, admits. I did something to elicit your anger, and therefore I'm going through the struggle, the suffering. So shuva Hashem, like, come back to me. Restore the default. Go back to the baseline. That's how Rashi understands. David HaMelech is davening. Return to interacting with me through love and affection, rather than through anger and through discipline. Like Shuva, can't we go back to that loving? Can't we go back to the way it was? Shuva Hashem, come back. Come back to me now. Rav Shamsham Fal Hirsch has a different interpretation. Shuva Hashem means not come back to a relationship or a paradigm of love instead of anger, of closeness instead of distance. It means all of Yisurin come, writes Rav Hirsch, person struggles or suffers. When that moment the person feels Hester Panim, Hashem is hidden. Hashem is hidden. Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed. He started to panecha isi nivhal. So the pachad, the fear, says Rav Hirsch, that a person feels this stress, this fear, this anxiousness, is because they don't see Hashem's hand. Where are you? Why is this happening? How do I know you're watching? Are you involved? Does it make sense? How do I give it meaning? Hester Panim. 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av, we're living right now. We're remembering the churban that results through Hester Panim, Silek Hashchina, when God withdraws His countenance, His providence, when Hashem withdraws His direct interaction with us, we see the yisurin that ensues, the churban that ensues. So says Rav Hirsch, what David HaMelech was saying was, Shuva Hashem means, come back so I can see you. As I'm going through the suffering, the struggle, I feel so lonely, and I wonder where you are, and I struggle to know that you're here, and I don't like that. So rather than the Hester Panim I'm living with, Shuva Hashem, come back. Now what's Chaltza Nafshi? So Nafshi is my soul. What does that have to do with soul? I thought we're learning, according to most Mepharshim, David HaMelech was sick, was ill, was infirm, was in bed, he's in pain, he's crying, he's being pursued physically by enemies who are trying to dethrone him. What is Nafshi? What does it have to do with his soul? So he says, and what's Chaltza? So again, Artsko translates Chaltza, rescue. Rescue my soul. So the beautiful Sefer Anila Dodi Teiches, he explains that when a person is struggling or suffering, if you're endlessly at doctor's appointments and diagnoses and therapies and medicines, if you're struggling to make parnasa, if you're engaged in whatever a person is struggling to navigate, so their soul suffers. Their soul is unable to nourish or be nourished by the dreams and ambitions we have for it. Person doesn't have a head or time to learn, to daven, to volunteer, to do chesed. The soul is what suffers. When the body is in pain, when the body is occupied, preoccupied, when the body is suffering or struggling, certainly it's the body that's bearing the brunt. But the consequence is felt by the soul. The soul has no inner peace. The soul has no harmony. The soul is not able to connect the way it would or wants to. The soul has no freedom or flexibility to pursue the things that nourish the soul. So what David HaMelech is saying is, because I'm fighting and struggling to recover, to return, to get healthy, to get safe, so chaltza nafshi, my soul is suffering. All these dreams I have for my soul is suffering. And if you give me relief from what's physically harming me, hurting me, then my soul will be free to be able to be nourished and to live and to express the way the soul wants. And why should you do this? Hoshieni, save me, lema'an chazdecha. What is that word, lema'an? So again, Art Scroll says, I forgot what it said, on behalf of your chesed, but lema'an doesn't mean, lema'an means for. So what do you mean, save me out of your chesed? Save me as an act of your chesed. What is the word lema'an doing here? Save li lema'an your chesed. Mirza Hashem will pick up with next time.